a great tribute to a great man. And
I think, you know, what Phil would want would be see a nice, tough, physical game of footy, and that's certainly what will be on show. But certainly, I guess at this point we're probably united as playing groups, and at this stage it's going to be a tribute to a great man.
How much do you feel you need it, Taylor? You need this game?
I think for our footy club, obviously on the weekend it was a bit of a tough one for the group, but for us, we've started this journey. Walsh's put in a cornerstone. We know exactly what he wanted. So for now, it's up to us to continue that. And as Travis said, it's going to be a competitive game, contested style game, and looking forward to playing the boys on the weekend.
But just for that reason, does it feel a bit different? Like you said, you know, you're sort of united in that group, the whole football world is, but does it feel a bit different in the lead-up than it might otherwise for a showdown?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the biggest thing has been the rivalry's been there for, you know, for many years, and I guess, you know, after such, you know, tragic circumstances, the rivalry just goes out the window. You know, we're 100% behind Adelaide at this, you know, this period of time, and we'll continue to be, and really united as football clubs. And yeah, as I said, I think we'll go out and play a brand of footy that Phil will love, and it'll be hopefully, you know, a tough contested one, which he always spoke about. So, you know, in that way. And I guess as you know, we're pretty fortunate to be in a footy club in you know, a period like this where we're able to be around each other, and I guess it's probably two footy clubs coming together as one and supporting each other.
So like you said, you go out there and play hard and brand of footy, both clubs a little bit. Do you feel like the essence of the showdown has changed?
I guess that only, you know, times will tell with future showdowns, but certainly you know, I think you know, the rivalry sort of things is you know, probably gone out the window a little bit at this stage, and yeah, it'll still be a fantastic game of footy, and we'll put on hopefully a good show, but at this stage, you know, we're definitely united as footy clubs.
So Trav, can you still get up for the game? Can you still get up for this match? Obviously there's a lot at stake for both clubs as far as finals are concerned.
Yeah, certainly. I think you know, when you know, we're able to get up on the weekend and then play a game of footy, and as I said, I think we're fortunate to be in a footy club and around each other. You know, the mateships and the camaraderie you have, you look after each other, and you know, what we love doing is going out and playing footy, and it's almost an escape to go out and play footy with your mates, because that's what we love to do. And again, this weekend we'll do that, but we'll certainly put on a tribute to it.
Both just said, Walsh, you'd want that. So for us, we'll continue to play Crows footy and keep enjoying the game. That's what we play.
It's obviously extremely tough for you on the weekend. It was a big step in the grieving process, just getting back out there again.
Yeah, well, we didn't play against Geelong, so we had 2 weeks of sort of sitting around and thinking about the memories that we left with us. We'll probably do that for a long time. But to play footy, it's a bit of an out for the boys, and let a little bit of steam off. Out there.
Taylor, what was it like today? You want to get into a normal routine and just start building up towards the game, but what was it like to go through Saturday's game and start taking steps to winning again?
Well, look, it was a tough week for the footy club and for Port as well, but we had great support around us. Going to the game, we prepared as best we could. Campo kept that really simple for us, and yeah, it was a different sort of game, especially after the game. You saw the emotions that were flowing. But for us, it's probably about letting the emotions aside now and playing the footy that we want to play.
As skipper, how tough for you, mate? Obviously, even tougher, I guess.
Oh, look, I've got a lot of great memories with Walshie. He was a great man and someone that I fell in love with. But for me, it's about looking after all the other guys. We had great support around the footy club, and we'll continue to have great support. Our footy club's a
Taylor,
pretty impressive footy club.
Sorry, you just mentioned Campo. What fundamentals of the Walsh's game is he driving, like winning ground ball?
You probably heard him harp on ground balls and tackles a lot, so we'll continue to keep that as a focus. But you know, training hard with elite standards and putting our team first, so they're the things that we continue to hold accountable for each other.
Bokey, obviously, Bobby's been ruled out, a bit of a blow ahead of the match.
Yeah, certainly, we missed Bobby last week, but Tommy Cleary come in the side, Cam O'Shea come in the side and played some really important roles, and those guys will put their spot again after solid games on the weekend. And yeah, Bobby's a loss for us, and a quality player and was in some good form, but we've got some quality down back that will come in and really play a role down there, and probably play on the big fella next to me, and hopefully get the job done.
Travis, what did you find to be able to hold out a game for it? Like that one was, particularly those last 7 minutes. What did you find within yourselves?
Oh, I think that we can hang tough when in moments in game where it's it does get pretty challenging, that we're able to just keep fighting it out. And I think the last quarter wasn't our best quarter, but we managed to hang in there. And we watched some vision today and in lines and as a main group to see the desperation and willingness to try and get over the line. And that was really led by I thought. Really stood out as a leader, and there was a couple of moments where he just willed himself over the line, and it was great to see from a young man, and certainly our backs really held up in the crucial moments as well.
Is that a moment you've been looking for, particularly after the previous 6 weeks?
It's a moment that'll give us a lot of confidence, certainly that we can stay strong and we can will ourselves over the line, but we need to play four quarters. That's the key, and we'll continue to work on that. And So we'll get confidence out of the weekend, but we need to make sure we keep moving forward and try and play the four quarters of footy that we need to.
We know there's always going to be those competitive juices, particularly in a showdown, but do you step aside from a couple of those moments this time round because of your understanding of each other's groups, or do you just say as soon as that first ball bounces at 250, it's game on?
Oh, we'll go out and play footy. We'll go out and do what we love and play the game in the right spirit. It'll be certainly, as I said, a tribute. The whole day to a pretty special man, but we'll go out and play footy the way we were taught from, both of us were taught from Phil, and it'll still be a tough contested game, and we'll just go out there and to try and get the win.
Like you touched on Ollie Wines, who went head to head with Pendlebury last week. Could he go head to head with Danger this week, and how big a threat does Danger pose?
Oh, look, Paddy's a fantastic player, and again on the weekend he was superb, and just kept willing his body on the line. And look, Ollie's he did play a role on Scotty on the weekend, and may get another role on Paddy this week, but that's certainly something that Kendall decide. And Ollie's embraced the challenge. He had Kennedy the week before and really enjoying it. So and standing up as a young leader, and that's really what we love and what we want from him each week.
Tex Riley Knight last week, he was really encouraging. He must have been rattled the way he stepped up.
Yeah, it was very impressive. He's had some. Probably a solid month, 6 weeks in the SANFL, so he deserved his opportunity and took it with both hands. So he'll probably keep his spot and continue to play the Crows footy.
And you don't usually get Bobby, do you, when he plays?
Bobby, yeah, I did. I got him early in the year, so.
So happy he's out.
Yeah, well, he's out, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. Hope his back's all right, but maybe next week.
Have you guys reviewed the performance from a footy perspective yet?
Yeah, we reviewed it today. Oh look, the things that we focus on, we played some good footy, but our second quarter obviously hurt us. Played some really attacking footy, but in the second quarter it really hurt us, and weren't able to stem the flow, and especially at centre bounces and Nick Matanui getting his hands on his pretty freakish player. So yeah, we looked at that today, and we'll hopefully take it into this week.
Taylor, how does the bloke who stands alongside you in the attack look forward to this game, Eddie Betts? He seems to have numbers by this goal scoring. Is he equally away to showdown?
Is he what?
Is he eagerly wanting to play in this showdown because of his numbers against Port Adelaide?
I haven't even asked him. He's a quality player and we like him to play the way Eddie Betts does every week, but obviously he'll be looking forward to playing this week, but I haven't asked him yet, Rich.
Bucky, I know you're years away from retiring, but is Ollie Is Ollie your heir apparent, even at this age? Is he someone that could captain the club one day?
Oh, well, he's certainly got the qualities as a quality leader. He's come in, and not only what you see out in the game and what he does on game day, but just the quality of person he is. And you saw that right from when he came into the club. He's just very humble and really hardworking and really driven to succeed, and that's certainly the qualities he shows as a leader. And he's continuing to learn each week as a leader, and again on the weekend he took another step forward, and certainly he's got qualities, and hopefully one day that he can keep improving and take that spot.
And just on Betts, Jonas got him last time, obviously question whether he plays, who obviously is a major threat to your side. Who gets that job?
Yeah, he is. He's carved us up the last few times and scored plenty. So that's something that Kenny and the coaching staff will look at. And we've got a few guys down there, Cam O'Shea, Jasper Pittard, Jarman Impey, these sort of guys that are some quality defenders that can play on the small forwards. So there's a few options there, but certainly Eddie's is one that'll cause a bit of attention for us and a few talks between coaches, but they've got a few other quality players once next to me that I'm sure the coaches will have a chat about.
Okay, I'll let him run free.
Takes all the tributes that the fans have put out, the club for Phil and all that sort of stuff. What has that meant for the playing group?
Oh, amazing, from the football world and text messages and the support that you've got over the past 10 days is just amazing. So you probably don't have time to thank everyone, but it's been very touching. So we've been lucky enough to have that support and very, very thankful.
Do you hope the fans come together as one this week? There's talk of a march together and a single banner and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it'd be great to see us come together as one and support the game this weekend, but nice to come away with the 4 points.
What did you make of
Jack
and see Kane Mitchell sort of
dust
up with Tommy and the Norwood assistant coach on the weekend?
You didn't know what to do with it, did you, mate? Yeah, he's a very passionate man, Kane Mitchell, and he didn't take a backward step at all. And there was a lot of rivalry between Port and Norwood, so there was a lot of passion in that.
Tex, you tweeted about Sam Mitchell yesterday. Is that something you think he needs to take out of his game?
Let the match review panel decide that one.
How's Logan going
in his back? Yeah, he was walking around today okay, and he'll probably be a bit sort of touch and go, and might be a little bit limited this week with the back, but we're hoping he'll come up okay. And Paddy did play a fantastic role in the weekend, and when Loves went down, so if he doesn't play, then we're looking for Paddy to step up again. But yeah, he'll probably just be touch and go, and wait and see what happens there.
With that athleticism you just talked about before, the game,
Ruck sort of bit. Now obviously Paddy Ryder's got similar athleticism. Have you sort of worked out what went wrong there, or how you sort of counter that athleticism in the ruck department?
Oh, no, I haven't, mate. I don't go in there, so I'll leave that up to Sauce and JJ to work out. But Doc Clark's a great ruck coach, so they'll sort that out with him.